listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends, just got word that there are 702 children that are in desperate circumstance. I want to tell you their story. I want to tell you what they're up against. And I want to see if we can't do something to change the equation. Right now, it's Kevin McCullough Radio with my good friend Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor. Don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Iota made landfall as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane in Central America overnight. Here's what the storm sounded like when it hit. You see that huge wave that's just 15 miles from where Ada devastated the area earlier this month.
All right, so last year, that was the news headline, and it lasted for about a half a second, and then Americans went on and forgot all about it, and they were busy doing their thing. But those two hurricanes converged on Central America in a way that we can't even relate to in the States. Do you remember how strong Hurricane Sandy was, Category 4? Imagine having not one but two of those crisscross where you live within 2 weeks' time of each other. That's what happened. And so out of that result, and remember what the region was dealing with prior to that, great food insecurity, great poverty. Guatemala, the second poorest country in the hemisphere. And then, you know, the Honduras and Nicaragua, not exactly like, you know, making bank month to month. So we're already talking about a fairly impoverished region. We're talking about a place that had poor infrastructure to begin with. And then they get hit not with one hurricane, but bam, 15 days later, they get hit with another one. And whatever infrastructure they had, gone, torn up, torn apart, people dead from the storm. And then those that survived were left with far less usable life, you know, material around them. You know, houses destroyed, things flooded out, crops, what little they were able to grow, completely gone. This is the reality that now 702 children that are known to us because they are known to Food for the Poor find themselves in. 702 children that wake up every day going, I don't know if I'm going to see tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to eat tonight. I don't know if I'm going to have anything that I'm going to be able to count on as being, you know, reliable. This is the experience that these 702 children are facing. And the reason that Food for the Poor is there, because they work through the local church, pastors on the ground, Food for the Poor on the ground, they're wanting to get them the help as fast as possible. We want to help Food for the Poor do that as well. That's why I've asked Todd Chapman to rejoin us here in New York on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, and Kevin McCullough Radio, because it's always good to see Todd. But we get to do such important things when he's here. And Todd, I can't imagine, I mean, for those of us that lived through Hurricane Sandy, you know, New York's pretty fortified territory. We've got strong houses with strong basements, and if we got a little bit of water in the bottom of them, or had a beach house that got blown away, you know, that we didn't live in year round, those are minor problems compared to what these families endured. And then all of that, realizing that it's sitting on top of a COVID crisis to begin with.
Yeah, you know, here in the U.S., when calamity comes, and it does, but we have safety nets, we have protections. You know, we've got insurance, we've got FEMA. We live in the most blessed country, arguably, that's ever existed on the face of the planet, and so we have some wherewithal to recover when disaster comes. But in the poorest countries of the world, they don't have any of that stuff, and in particular in Central America. They were on the heels of the better part of a year, almost a year, I guess at that point about 10 months, of having their ability to go to work, cut off because of COVID-19. They had to quarantine just like we did here in the U.S., except it was amped up even more. They didn't have the ability to work remote. I mean, you know, when you do a manual labor job, you're working in the fields, you got your little, marketplace business, and that's your livelihood, throwing off maybe $2, $3, $4 a day. And the government says because of some virus, you can't do that anymore. Well, where are you going to turn? There's no stimulus checks. There's no government assistance. There's no expanded unemployment. None of the things that we have had to shepherd us through this thing called COVID-19, they didn't have any of that. And then on the heels of all of that, even just as things were beginning to feel like they were opening back up a little bit and they could get back on their feet, along come these hurricanes. And in Honduras in particular, where they made landfall, a largely agricultural society, 75% of the crops wiped out. And so now these families who already were reeling, they were already feeling like, oh, man, okay, we made it through that. We can get back on our feet. Things are going to get better. The crops are in the field. Soon the harvest will come. We can eat again. We can sell our crops, make some money. No, the hurricanes blew all of that away. So the long and short of it is, friends, we have brothers and sisters in another country, not that far away, really, but they're suffering. They're suffering unlike we've ever seen suffering before in this part of the world. And today we're going to ask you to help. That's where we're at. We're asking you to help. 700 children are teetering on the brink of starvation. But today you can make a life-saving difference as you partner with Food for the Poor. Your gift of as little as $37 will allow us to give 6 months of life-saving food to one of these children. 6 months of life-saving food, $37, comes down to about 20 cents a day. And we're just praying that during the Kevin McCullough Show today, you are going to be as generous as you can to help us rescue as many kids as possible. Oh, and Kev, we got some great help. A very generous friend of Food for the Poor here on the Kevin McCullough Show, doubling whatever is given during the program today.
We've got to do that, friends, and there's only 53 minutes or so left in the hour, so you've got to help us right now. Step up, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Sometimes I get a little bit lost in the numbers, you know, like 702 children, and I'm like, wow, how do we even know 702 kids? And I'm thinking about our local school district and how many kids are in the average in our town. We have probably about 400 kids in the average elementary school. So a couple of elementary schools worth full of kids that are going to bed tonight and not knowing if they are going to survive tomorrow. And I thought about another thing, Todd. I thought, you know, there was a time not that long ago when there were ministries on the radio that were asking for $35 a month to feed a child for the month. And here, because of Food for the Poor strategic partnership, you guys are crisscrossing networks. You've got rice coming from one place and beans coming from another. And you've got people that are providing the shipping and working in cohesion to eliminate the waste and to make the cost as efficient as possible. And for $37 one time, you feed a child for 6 months. Friends, this is a massive return on your investment with Food for the Poor. I want you to step up and to help these children know that they are not lost. Now, $37 per child, how many children could you help? Could you help five? That's $185 one-time gift. Could you do a child a month, $37 a month for the next 6 months? Could you do five children a month for the next 6 months? Some of you could do $185 a month for the next 6 months, but you would end up helping, what is that, 30 children over the course of those 6 months and securing their life and making sure that they are well-fed for the next 6 months in a way that they do not believe currently that they will be. We need you to help us. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online, WMCA.com. Easy to find. Click on the Food for the Poor banner at the top of the page. And when you do, whether you call or whether you go online, it's not going to take you more than a couple of minutes in either way. We want to be very respectful of your time and very grateful for your involvement. So we want to make it as easy as possible. But if you go to WMCA.com, you can click on the Food for the Poor banner. You're going to see a simple explanation. If you want to click through that and go to the Food for the Poor website, there's even more information you could find if you needed more information about what we're doing. then there are a whole bunch of you that have given to Food for the Poor for years when we've asked you to, and you've helped them in significant ways. We need your involvement again as well, friends. And this year, a little bit different than what we've talked about in the past, but this is where the urgency is. These kids, these 702 kids in this, you know, completely devastated region of the world need help in a way that no one else can bring them. No one else knows that they're there. No one else is working hard to try to save them. Food for the Poor is. They've asked us, their longtime friends here in the church community in New York, to be part of it. We can make a difference right now. 855-907-4673. And every gift this hour doubled when you call. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Coming right back.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans-resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you're thinking about taking cash out or lowering your mortgage rate, the Fellowship Home Loans team is here to help. Time could be running out, but we are here to assist.
Change is everywhere, and the impact on your home loan is not immune. Wait any longer to lock in your rate, and you could lose big.
While still low, the numbers seem to be headed in the wrong direction. Putting it off could result in higher monthly payments and possible qualification challenges. This is not a drill. This is the real deal.
Call 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 before the clock runs out on savings.
That's 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-7283 to get started on a rate lock. Do not wait.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
this Friday. Fall in love with Finding You.
What brings you to Ireland, Finley Sinclair?
I'm looking for something real.
Critics are calling it a total delight.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Well, I am excited.
And the best romantic comedy in years.
I can't wait to see it all.
If you like Notting Hill, you'll love Finding You.
It's amazing.
Finally something we can agree on.
Finding You. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday only in theaters.
WMCA family, we invite you to listen to a new very special program called The Serengeti Moment, a weekly devotional for your mind, body, and spirit. The Serengeti Moment with Marsha Brown is brought to you by the Upper Room Ministries at the First Baptist Church of Long Branch, New Jersey. And if something from The Serengeti Moment touches your spirit, please reach out. Find them on Facebook or call them at 732-229-1453. The Serengeti Moment with Marsha Brown.
Make sure you listen Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock right here on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Please help us. We're trying to save 702 children's lives. 855-907-4673.
In northern Honduras, people returned to their wrecked homes after Tropical Storm Iota hit on Tuesday. It came just 2 weeks after Hurricane Eta struck the region.
"75% or more of the crops in Honduras are gone. Big ones, small ones are gone. So these people that used to help the neighbors cannot help them because now they are as poor as the one next door. So we have to depend on the aid that comes from outside, international aid, like the one that comes from USA, like the one that comes from Food for the Poor and the donors. Because here, there's no way. We got to a point that we dropped so low in our incomes, in the crops, in the housing, in everything. We lost everything."
They lost everything, and now there are 702 children that are vulnerable that are likely not going to survive if we don't get them emergency supplies of food for the next 6 months. This was a region of the world, by the way, that was impacted by COVID, not necessarily as much by the virus, but by the slowdown in the first world of being able to get food to them in that region. And then to have two hurricanes on top of that, friends, this is just a devastated area of the world. Todd Chapman is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Todd, when people call 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, they can know that not only is their gift needed right now, but that it's going to go into immediate effect and do good almost as soon as they give the gift.
To make your generous gift, and you know, your gift today actually will emerge in the form of good news through a pastor, local food to these families in just a matter of days. The machine at Food for the Poor is always running, right? We're always shipping food. We're always distributing food. But when you give right now, you allow us just to add another child or five kids or 10 kids to the list of recipients. And so it's a beautiful solution. I want you to imagine these moms, these families, these kids. They've been praying for over a year now, praying God, and maybe they don't even totally understand what's going on. They may not really understand this virus thing like we do, right? They just know that they've been told they can't go to work. The kids have not been able to go to school for over a year. In Latin America, half of the schools are still closed. And understand that in these countries, school is oftentimes the only place a child is guaranteed to get a decent meal. So if they're not going to school, not only are they not getting the education that they need, but also they're not getting a life-saving meal. And so this is truly suffering unlike we've ever seen before, but you can intervene. I believe God has you hearing this special Kevin McCullough program today because he wants to use you to make a difference. Now, I don't know what that looks like dollar-wise or impact-wise for you, but you can make a difference. $37 rescues one child. Actually, two. Everything's doubled right now. Could you give a gift of $185? You could rescue 10 kids right there. Can you trust God for $185? Kevin, you know, we've got 700 kids on this list, and I know that seems like a big number, but if you break it down with this doubling match in place right now, if we could hear from five people in the next couple minutes trusting God with that gift of $185, that would be 50 of those kids checked off the list just like that. It doesn't take much time. It doesn't take very many people. What it takes is people hearing the need and without hesitation saying, God, I can do something. You know, I was so inspired this morning. I don't know if you saw this news headline about the truck that kind of went off the bridge over the water and was hanging there. And I guess a toddler, a baby, fell out of the truck and into the water. And a bystander up on the roadway, without hesitation, saw what happened, pulled over, hops out of his car, and dives off of the bridge into the water. And he pulled that baby up and stopped that baby from dying, from drowning.
Wow.
And then a boat came, a man and his wife were on a boat out there, and they saw this happen. They came over, they picked him up, and they said the guy just disappeared, didn't give his name, didn't want to be interviewed on TV. He just said, I had to save that baby. I was so inspired by that act of courage, that act of sacrifice. That man put his life on the line to save one child. I'm not asking you to put your life on the line today. I'm asking you to save a child with pennies a day. Can you do that right now? How many kids can you rescue in this moment? Time is so short. Kevin, these kids have been suffering so long. God's people need to respond. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. We are the frontline responders in this battle against all that ails the world. And here's a chance for you to make a difference right now.
And you can do literally twice as much as you would normally be able to because of this doubling match that is in effect right now and will be for about another 33 minutes or so. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. We need you to be as generous as you can. We need you to ask yourself the question, Lord, what do you want me to do as it relates to this? But Todd, one of the things I always want to remind people of is that Food for the Poor doesn't go into a circumstance in some sort of spiritual vacuum. They don't just give food and say, hey, hope you do better, and then head off.
Right.
There's a long-time commitment with a local church leader that is involved in the lives of these children. And as these 702 kids are cared for, you're shaping 702 lives that can eventually impact the world, even from the position where they are now.
Yeah, we've always worked through the local church, through local pastors, because we want it to be more than humanitarian aid. And, you know, more foundationally, we want to enable and empower these pastors to forge a relationship with the people in their community so that that nurture, that spiritual nurture, can continue to move forward into the future. And we've got remarkable stories. I can't tell you. Well, Kevin, you were traveling with me in Haiti a number of years ago where we met a pastor who told us, I've been praying for my little town of Kadwa for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now God has finally answered my prayers and deliverance has come to my community today. Man, what a powerful moment. You know, sometimes I think we really underestimate the impact that God can have on the world through us. I know it doesn't seem very profound, but when you talk about a child who for the last 14 months has awakened every day with an aching, empty stomach, and who is constantly fearful and wondering, will I get to eat today? Hmm. When you give the gift of food to that child, you're giving so much more than food. You're giving them hope. You're letting them know they're not forgotten. We've had so many people say to our workers, we thought that you'd forgotten us. We thought that God had forgotten us. But these pastors show up with the food that you provide today, and you let them know God has not forgotten you. You can make such a huge difference today, friend. The question is, will you allow God to use you to bring a miracle?
You can do that by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also go on the WMCA.com website and give a gift through there. Just look for the Food for the Poor banner and click, and you will be on your way to the donation page. You can also find out more information about Food for the Poor through that link as well. But go to WMCA.com, click on Food for the Poor, or make this call. Just stick this number in your phone, even if you're driving right now, and then call safely once you arrive as to where you're headed. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. And then ask the Lord, what will you have of me to do today? Could I do a $370 gift and help rescue 10? No, make that 20 children right now, this hour, because you respond in obedience and generosity. 855-907-4673. Coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. So grateful to have you here. Todd Chapman is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Todd, there are 702 children that are in dire straits, desperate need. They need food. They need our help. How can we help right now?
Yeah, these are families living in all 17 of the countries where Food for the Poor works that have had their food supply completely decimated by COVID-19. I mean, we're talking about now 14, 15 months of families that were already hungry being pushed to the brink of starvation and in many situations, famine. And Food for the Poor is on the front lines of that battle, working hand in hand with our church partners to minister to these families, giving them the food that they need to survive another week, another month, another 6 months. But we cannot do it without you. You are so needed right now on this day of hope. Here's how you can help. A $37 gift of Food for the Poor becomes 6 months of life-saving food. $37, 6 months of life-saving food for one child. Kevin, the question is, how many kids can you rescue today?
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And if you call in the next 10 minutes, there's a generous, anonymous donor who's going to match your gift, double the number of children that you can rescue. 855-907-4673, a $185 gift would save five children right now. That turns into 10 children. If you could do a $370 gift, you would be saving 10 children right now. That turns into 20 if you do it in the next 10 minutes. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online, and it will count. WMCA.com. Go right now. WMCA.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner. That's 855-907-4673.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you to those of you who continue to call 855-907-4673.
When it comes a time and there is no food, how does she help the children get through that when their stomachs are empty?
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates.
When she prays, what does she pray to God for?
I asked God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
Listening to testimony of some of the residents brings you to tears to know that people are suffering, but in the same breath, they still possess a hope and a belief that God is going to rescue them. So even though I might cry as to their plight, I'm encouraged that even in the midst of what they're going through, that they maintain a faith and a belief that God will come to see about me. And I think one of the ladies said that whatever God starts, he will finish. And God would not let us be out here and not come and get us. So that lets me know that wherever you are, God's going to come and get you.
That's Pastor Stephen, longtime supporter of Food for the Poor, and how moved he was when he was speaking there with Marta through an interpreter and through a visit to one of these regions that we're talking about. And friends, it's true. And I found this to be true in our trips to Haiti with Food for the Poor. When you meet those that we are helping that already sometimes have a relationship with God, understand that God loves them and wants them to be, you know, cared for. When pastors have already been building into their lives for years, to see the resilience of that faith, to see how strong they have a belief that God has not abandoned them. I don't know that I could have that faith. I don't know that I could have that same type of courage and determination to face each day. But friends, there's no reason. There's no reason at all. There's no reason this day that we should leave any of them discouraged for any longer than they already have been. Because for $37, we can say, hey, your children will eat tonight. For $37, your child will eat for the next 6 months. For $37, we're going to see to it that you've got a bit of help and support and encouragement. And not only does that encourage the parent, that encourages the pastor who is laboring, sometimes long hours in these communities, doing all that they can, pouring out their heart, trying to help in day after day ministry. And it gives them it gives them credibility. It gives them a degree of credit with the people that they're talking to. Because if he's saying God hasn't forgotten you, and then he shows up with food for their children for a period of time, friends, that's proof that God didn't forget them. So we're encouraging on multiple layers when we give today. And Todd, I think it's important that they take advantage of that opportunity right now, because as everybody knows, we oftentimes will say, oh, I need to do that. Then we don't do it. And then the moment has sometimes slipped us by. 855-907-4673.
$37, 6 months of life-saving food. Your gift is going to be doubled right now if you can give it that 185 level or above. Or, you know, that I would also extend that to people that could give 37 a month. That's what Irving from Pechog did, gave 37 a month actually for the next 12 months. Man, that's going to be 24 children feeling the love of Jesus. Thank you so much, Irving, for just trusting God for $37 a month. Let me couch it in a little, I don't know, maybe a different term that maybe will you know, cast some different light on it. So let's say you and just your spouse, your significant other, your sweetheart, go out to dinner once a week, and let's call it $40, right? I mean, that's pretty much, I think that's maybe even a conservative number for a decent middle-of-the-road restaurant, $40 for dinner. If you do that once a month, think about the fact that that same amount of money would provide 6 months of life-saving food for a couple kids. That's pretty amazing. And look, I'm not saying that to guilt you, because here's the deal, Kevin, and I really feel strongly about this. Why do we have such a dim view of God? Why do we buy the lie that says, but if I do this, then I can't do that? I don't think we serve an either or God. I think especially when it comes to generosity, I believe we serve a both and God. Go to dinner with your sweetheart. Enjoy that time together. And then pray together and say, God, even as we enjoy this one meal together, we are going to trust you for the equivalent amount of money, knowing that you're going to use that and use us to rescue two kids from starvation. That is a both and God, and that is the God we serve. Don't listen to the voice that says, well, if you do this, you're not going to be able to do something else, because that's just not true. God is a God of abundance. God loves you. He loves his poor, our poor brothers and sisters, and he wants to knit us together in unity to serve each other. And the way that you can serve these people right now is by giving them the food they need to keep their family alive.
855-907-4673. That both and opportunity is right in front of you. And friends, it's a both and on multiple levels, because if you give now, it is doubled, particularly if it's a multiple of 185. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect rating and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogate's court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radio surgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th, most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention career seekers, if your job has been affected by recent events, there are hundreds of career positions from major corporations at New York's 21st Annual Diversity Employment Day Virtual Career Fair, Friday from 10 to 4. Join online at citycareerfair.com. Meet with companies like NYU Langone Health, New York State Department of Corrections and Supervision, Montefiore, MacCallie Realty Group, and more. We'll be there too. See you Friday, citycareerfair.com.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
855-907-4673. If you got a busy signal earlier this hour, please try again. 855-907-4673. Or consider jumping over to the website, WMCA.com, and give your gift online.
So again, pour ban moi parce que c'est petit tout mieux si chaque jour m'bral nan pou m'bral pouye, mais bon, l'on ka fè délivrance pour moi.
I say, God, you give me what you can. I put my knee on the floor and I say, I'm your kid, I'm your child, these are your children. If I pray to you every day, maybe one day you will deliver us.
That is the beautiful Haitian Creole that I've heard so many times in my trips to Haiti. And it's a mother crying out very honestly before God, saying, maybe one day that deliverance will come. Of course, if you've listened for any length of time with our past efforts with Food for the Poor, you know that even without hurricanes, Haiti is one of those places that has such hurt and pain and need. And Food for the Poor has been there 40 years in the 17 countries that they are working in. And friends, all across that region, all across those 17 countries, these 702 children have been identified. They need our help worse than anything else that you can imagine on planet Earth right now. And that's why we are rushing 6 month supplies of emergency food to help them in their time of need. 855-907-4673. Just a reminder, this hour, any multiple of 185 has a special challenge to it. It will be doubled child for child. 185, 370, 3,700, 1,850, whatever your multiple of 185 is, maybe 185 a month for 6 months or for 8 months or for 10 months. But if you multiply 185 one or many times over, that will be matched this hour, 855-907-4673. My question is, how many multiples of that can you affect and cause to be matched in return? 855-907-4673. But Todd, I want to go back to Monice, who is the mother that we are hearing from there. Mm-hmm. The idea that we need God to deliver us is not something that the average American is very familiar with. And even in the rough year we've had, I've been amazed at our hubris, at our ability to shake our fist in God's face and said, I don't need you. The people that live in the countries that we're talking about, they know God in a very different way, I think, than the average person that lives here.
Yeah, that's why it's so inspiring to go and walk among these people, because they have nothing materially, but yet they have such profound faith in God. And you know, every time I'm there, and even when I'm not, but just the opportunity to walk among the poor has really made me see the scripture where Jesus said it's easier for a rich man to pass through the eye of a needle than to enter the kingdom of heaven, right? Or a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than enter the kingdom of heaven. And I'll be honest, I never really understood that until I walked among the poor. And now I totally get it. Because one of the weaknesses that I think Americans have is we are so stinking self-sufficient that we don't even need God, or we believe we don't need God. You know, and it informs every part of our life. Look at the level of possession we take over everything. I mean, it's in our language. My job, my income, my money. But when you don't have any of that, when your entire survival, your existence, you can do nothing to affect. I mean, don't get me wrong. People in these countries, they go out and they work hard every day. They bust it from pre-dawn until after dark, looking for any way they can to feed their kids. Hardest working people you will ever find. Mm-hmm. They don't have the opportunity for that hard work to translate into tangible income. And so they suffer. But you know what they do have? They have tremendous faith. Because when you don't have anything else and you believe that there's a God who cares and hears, what do? You throw out prayers like crazy. And I really believe with all my heart, that's why Jesus said, rich people, it's going to be hard for you to come into the kingdom of heaven, because frankly, you don't really think that you need it. You don't really think that you need me. But the reality is that we do. We all do. And Kevin, I'm increasingly convicted by the fact that the church here in America has somehow viewed it as optional. Our theology has viewed serving the poor as being optional in the eyes of God. And it's just not. It's just not. 300 scriptures that command us to serve our poor brothers and sisters. And in so doing, God can bless us, because he transforms us even as we give. And so today, it's an amazing opportunity that God has brought before you. Not me, not Kevin. We're just mouthpieces. We're just the megaphones. God is bringing this opportunity to you. He wants you to hear about this need because he wants to use you to bring a miracle in these countries and to bring a miracle in your life. Would you be generous today? Would you be obedient? Would you let God use you to bring a miracle? And then you will be storing up for yourselves treasures in heaven that Jesus talked about. This is the moment where those things happen. It's so simple and so inexpensive. $37. I mean, come on, let's get real. 20 cents a day. Most of us can afford 20 cents a day. Not even going to know it's gone. But think about the difference you're going to make in the life of one of these kids, in these families. If you could give $185, 10 people will not starve in the name of Jesus. Can you be a part of that? 855-907-4673.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, also online at WMCA.com, and it's very convenient. You just hit the big red banner there that says Food for the Poor, and it pushes you on through. You know, Todd, I was feeling some conviction there because, you know, we're a typical middle-class
family. Sorry, not
family.
My fault.
We live – no, it's not.
Holy Spirit.
We live on a budget like so many others do, and on Saturdays I'm inclined in between taekwondo classes and sometimes ballet and going to the hardware store and doing the chores, the honey-do list that has been building up all week long, to kind of relax and say, okay, hey, we're not going to go home and make lunch. We'll just grab something in the drive-thru. So, and some of you have heard this story, but classically we've done this to such a degree of science, I have been able to predict exactly what it will cost me to drive through Wendy's on a Saturday afternoon. And, you know, it's a big time treat for my kids. My poor kids, they feel like when you go to Wendy's, you're being treated like royalty, which, you know, in Haiti and Guatemala, it would be.
Right.
But what we're talking about here is something that's very simple and probably not all that healthy. But we drive through a couple of Happy Meals, a couple of small French fries, a couple of cheeseburgers for Dad. I got to watch the cholesterol, so I get the salad, maybe a Diet Coke for Mom, have a grilled chicken sandwich, a couple of other things. When you've added it all up, it used to be about $38. Now, for some reason, it's slightly more expensive. It's about $42. But on a Saturday, that's what our family of five costs us when we drive through the drive-thru. One time this month, if we set that aside, we could feed that child for 6 months with that same amount of money and then some. Friends, we can do this. This isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of what we will do. Right now, a multiple gift of $185 is being matched for this hour. If you give $185 or $370, you're helping 5 or 10 kids. Those are doubled, 10 and 20 kids respectively. 855-907-4673. Need your call, 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 Glass Abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, just a handful of minutes left for you to get your gift matched today. 855-907-4673.
What are the children eating today?
Salad, tomatoes, tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Are they still hungry?
Ahorita dice que no porque se calma. Ahorita no está.
Right now they are hungry. They want food and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
How does it make her feel when she can't feed her children?
Ah, pues me siento muy triste. Yo quisiera darlo.
Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better and have more money in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
That's the cry of every mom. They don't want their sons and their daughters to cry and to suffer. That is the normal, decent response of a parent who deeply loves their children. And Todd Chapman, that's what this is about. These 702 kids that have lost everything and supplying a little bit of food for them.
And I want to challenge our friends in the final few minutes. As followers of Jesus, you know, the Bible commands us to love. The Bible says that they will know we are Christians by the way we love one another. So I just want to ask you a very pointed question. Do you want any child to suffer? Not just our kids. Do you want any child to suffer? And if the answer is no, and I believe that your answer is no, well, of course I don't want any child to suffer. Who would? I mean, what kind of person? Well, then I'm just going to ask you, now that you know that you can stop a child or maybe even 5-10 kids from suffering, will you do that today? We've told you what the need is. These kids are starving because of COVID-19, because of these hurricanes in Central America. We've told you what the solution is. You can partner with Food for the Poor and a local pastor, and for every $37 you give, you're going to give 6 months of life-saving food to a child. What will you do with that information? Because, you know, Kevin, I'm increasingly convicted the older I get that there are sins of commission and sins of omission. And sins of omission are very real. And their impact is very profound. When we see a need, when we hear God speaking to us, but we don't respond, we're guilty of disobedience. And when we fail to serve our poor brothers and sisters, then we are abdicating the responsibility that God ordained for the church to have, to be salt and light, to be love, to be transformative. You can do that today. Your gift is still going to be doubled for these final few minutes. Please be as generous as you can, and God bless you for your compassion and for your love.
Friends, just a few minutes left in this hour, and that means that you can still have your gift matched. In fact, if you get a busy signal on the phone line at 855-907-4673, jump over to the website at WMCA.com and give your gift online. As long as it's time-stamped within this hour, it will count towards the match. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. If you want to help 5 kids, that's $185. Because of the match, that turns into 10 kids that end up getting helped. If you could do $370 or $37 a month for 10 months or some combination thereof, that would turn from 10 kids into 20 children that you've helped rescue today. So whatever, however God's speaking to you, whatever is best for your budget, whatever is best for you, please take that into consideration and then do it. But most importantly, do it. 855-907-4673 or online at WMCA.com.